sure are in a good mood. You've been bopping around here all morning.
Still wound up from last night. I went dancing at the Club Truffo. Oh, just thinking about it gives me a rush.
I hear that place is definitely happening.
Oh, you heard right, honey. Just between you and me, that place is Hunk City.
Good morning.
Hi, Dad.
What are you two ladies giggling about?
Mrs. Cassidy was just telling me about the Club Truffo.
Look, from what I hear, that place is nothing more than a glorified pickup joint. I wouldn't be caught dead in a place like that.
Why not?
Dead men don't disco.
Come on, loosen up, Endicott. If you keep holding in all your steam, sooner or later, your tea kettle is going to explode. Well, hi, Chief.
Good morning.
Oh, Benson, hey, why don't you sit down and chop for a while?
No, I'd better not. I got a meeting with the majority leader.
Well, speaking of that meeting, I need to talk to you. Sit down for a minute.
Governor, I really don't have...
Oh, no. Sit. So, what did you do over the weekend?
Well, on Saturday night, Diane and I went to a party, and Sunday we went to their new fish restaurant.
You know, I had a fascinating weekend.
Please. Benson's on a very tight schedule. You know, we never seem to do anything together anymore.
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to all go out together sometime.
Well, that does sound like fun. The only trouble is I've kind of been off the dating circuit for so long that I wouldn't know who to call.
You know, sir, I have a suggestion. Hi there.
Hi, Clayton.
See, you've met someone already.
Hi There is the name of a magazine. It's a very popular way for swinging singles to get dates.
Oh, Clayton, that sounds so cheap and tacky and desperate.
It works for me.
I don't know. I just don't know who I'd call. It's been a long time.
How long's it been?
Oh, well, it was nothing much in the 80s.
Nothing?
Much. I've had quite a hot streak there in the 70s.
With a track record like that, if we can get you a date this year, you'll go sailing into the 90s.
Benson? 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 Benson! Oh, down! Benson! Oh, there you are. Listen, I got that date, and I made all the arrangements, so we'll see you Saturday.
Good, good. Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't go Saturday. Diane's out of town.
Oh, she is. Oh, darn it. Well, we'll just have to make it a threesome.
No. I draw the line at threesomes. I'd feel a little awkward being a third wheel.
All right. You don't go, I'm not going. It'll be all your fault. I'll probably sulk for weeks.
Well, I can see we broke through that thin veneer you call maturity. I'll come along.
Okay, good. And listen, Benson, do try to scare up a date. It could be a little awkward with you being a third wheel.
Why didn't I think of that?
So, who are you going to get?
Yeah, who?
Yeah, who?
Who indeed?
Benson, here is that budget report you wanted. I'll just double-check the figures.
Miss Krause?
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday night, how would you like to go out to dinner?
What? Me? Why, I would love to, Governor. Thank you.
Benson will pick you up around 7 o'clock.
Benson...
Okay, Krause, here it is. You know that pink dress you got that you don't look that bad in? Wear it. I'll pick you up around 7, and please, for goodness sakes, try to beef yourself up a little by then.
Now, just a darn minute here. Do you think I go out with every Tom, Dick, and Benson who asks me? Then you are wrong. I am very choosy, and I don't choose you.
I don't choose you either. The governor chose you. You're doing it as a favor to him, and you know if you don't do it, he's going to sulk.
Okay. I'll go. Just for the governor. But remember, this is not a date.
You're right, it's not a date.
And this does not make us bosom buddies.
You got that right.
So we might just as well make the best of a bad deal, and maybe we'll even have some fun.
The only way I'll have a little fun is if you fall off the back of the truck on the way there.
You really like me in that pink dress?
Get out of here.
Foxy Mama. Can I buy you a drink?
I have a drink.
My dear, the beverage you're imbibing would be more appropriate at the bowling alley.
Get lost, gutter ball.
What would you say if I told you I was rich?
What would you say if I told you I worked for the IRS?
Goodbye. Hello, Foxy Mama.
Endicott?
Mrs. Cassidy?
I thought you said you wouldn't be caught dead in a place like this. Wait till I tell the people about this.
Yeah. Well, it's your word against mine.
Yes, and who are the people going to believe?
All right. What will it take to buy you off?
Oh, get lost, Endicott. You're chasing away all the real action.
Oh, my, no, 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 what are they doing here?
Well, looks like the governor's not coming. Let's go.
Oh, sit down here. I don't like this any better than you do, but we might as well make the best of it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, you want to dance?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I don't want to leave you here alone.
Benson, Miss Cross, I would like you both to meet Dr.
Elizabeth.
Benson.
Oh, Dr. Burnett.
Gretchen, it's very nice to see you again.
Well, you all know each other.
Yes, Elizabeth was my doctor.
Well, what do you know about that? Allow me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Sit down, babe.
So, you were Benson's doctor, huh?
Yeah. And that's not all. They even dated a few times.
Dated?
Yeah. I was really hoping it would work out. But it didn't. You went back to your husband, right?
Husband?
Yes, but we're divorced now.
Well, what do you know about that? You're divorced and Benson's engaged.
Engaged?
Yes, I'm engaged.
Well, congratulations. You two make quite a lovely couple.
Oh, yes, we're very happy. It's a match made in purgatory.
in your dreams, Smarty.
You wore the pink dress, didn't you?
Do you remember that little Greek restaurant that you were so fond of, Benson?
Oh, yeah, the one where we had such a lovely time.
Well, I had a lovely time, being governor. I mean, I've always enjoyed being governor. There were only 50 of us, you know. Unless you count the Virgin Islands. Oh, excuse me, Miss Cross.
Oh, hi, handsome.
Oh, me?
I think you're kind of cute. I love a man with a majestic nose.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Let's dance.
No.
You know, I really love this music. Anyone feel like dancing?
Well, I'm not too up on these new dances, but...
What about you, Benson?
Let's get it on, yes.
Great.
Who does he think he is? Ginger Rogers?
You mean Fred Astaire?
No, I mean Benson. Believe the way he's coming on to Elizabeth. Did you play?
What? Benson? I must be sleepwalking. Just ignore me.
Look at him. Trying to charm her with his footwork.
I didn't really notice his feet.
Yeah, well, I did.
I would like to cut in, please.
Yeah, thank you.
What? Would you excuse us for just a minute, please?
Oh, sure.
No, I want to talk to you.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, let's go back to the table.
No.
Right here.
If you think I'm going to dance with you, you're crazy!
Listen, Benson, I know what you're doing. You can't pull that innocent stuff on me. You're trying to move in on my date.
Oh, come on. I'm really dancing out here with her.
Yeah, well, you better watch yourself. You better cool it, Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes?
Excuse me, what are you...
Hi.
Hey, Elizabeth. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm having lunch with the governor, and I just thought I'd stop by and say hello.
Oh, what a drag. I'm on my way out.
Oh, we just can't seem to get our timing right, can we?
No.
Well, Benson, you'll always be a special friend.
Oh, what a nice thing to say. Thank you, sweetheart.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, nothing,
huh? Not what it looks like to me. Boy, you just can't keep your hands off her, can you?
What is going on?
I can't believe this. Trying to take over my girlfriend.
Now, wait just a minute.
Governor, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, I am, I?
Well, what do you mean, your girlfriend?
Listen, Elizabeth, why don't you just wait outside for just a second till Benson and I get this thing settled, and we'll talk about it over lunch.
No, I don't think I like your attitude. And suddenly, I don't think I like the idea of lunch.
Elizabeth, listen. Well, I hope you're happy. He finally managed to drive her out of my life.
What's gotten into you lately? You're acting like a banshee. Why would I want to drive her out of your life?
Because you want her for yourself.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Oh, how come you were dancing with her that way at the club the other night?
What way?
You know what way?
We were just dancing. We were having fun. It was your idea to go to the club in the first place.
What about that foxtrot that was going on when I came in here?
We were hugging. We weren't dancing. Governor, we're friends.
Benson... I know the temptation of a beautiful woman can do strange things to a man.
Well, it certainly has you tiptoeing through the Twilight Zone.
Let me tell you something, Benson. There may be a little snow in the furnace, but there's still plenty of fire on the roof.
What'd you say?
You think my ship has sailed, don't you?
No.
You think the cow's out of the barn, don't you?
No.
You think I'm too old to go out with somebody like her, don't you?
No.
Well, think again.
Seen the governor?
Yeah, he knocked off early.
He went to happy hour at the Club Truffaut.
Again?
And you should see the way he dresses when he goes out. It's a cross between Don Johnson and Ward Cleaver. Can I talk to you for a minute, Benson? Could you stop at the Club Truffaut on your way home tonight? I'd sleep a lot better knowing you'd talk to him.
Katie, I don't want to get involved in this.
Oh, for crying in the beer. If you won't do it, I'll go over there and talk to him.
Hold it, disco duck. I'll go.
Oh, good. Because I really don't like going out alone at night after dark.
You shouldn't be afraid of the dark, Cross. You should consider the dark your friend.
Hey, man! What is happening?
Mind if I join you?
Hey, why? Am I coming apart? Name your poison.
Well, I'll have whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, another sign.
To Shirley Temple's.
Yeah, you got it. Come on. Don't understand. Taking a breather from dancing and fighting off the females.
Looks like you succeeded.
Come here to make fun of me, Benson?
No. I came here to try to talk some sense into you.
I'm having a rotten time.
Yeah?
Nobody's paying any attention to me.
Did you ever think maybe this new image of yours has scared him off?
Well, isn't this the end way to dress?
Well, it is if you're a 20-year-old rock star. You look like a Miami milkman.
Guess I do look a little silly.
Well, silly isn't quite the word I'd use. I'd say more like ridiculous and absurd.
Like I'm trying to look half my age. Everybody here is probably laughing up their sleeve at me.
They would be if they didn't have their sleeves rolled up.
Admit it, Benson. I'm being a fool.
Okay, I admit it. You're being a fool.
I'll never find the right woman.
You want to know what I think?
What?
I think you can't rush romance. You gotta plant the seed, tend the soil, let the tree grow before you pick the fruit.
Yes, I did kind of go right for the peach, didn't I?
Yeah, the point is, you know, just relax. Be natural. Be yourself. And gargle.
Listen, Benson, I want to apologize for giving you such a hard time over Elizabeth.
No, forget it. I understand. Yeah. Listen, what do you say we flee this fire trap?
Don't you want to finish your drink?
Nah. I'm getting a sugar rush. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Benson. Jean.
Well, I'm glad we ran into you.
Well, you've certainly changed since I saw you last.
Yeah, well, it's a long story.
It's the only kind he knows.
You know, most men your age get stuck in that three-piece suit rut, and it is so stodgy and boring.
You like this on me?
No. But it's a nice attempt. Let me see.
You
know, I really like this song.
You want to dance?
Sure.
Get lost, kid. I work alone.